One of the esteemed members in Shul today came into my office and told me something that, although I had it underlined, I don't remember. I have it underlined from many, many years ago. The Chassam Sofer, this will be a little bit of a continuation for last night in a moment, but you'll see, even people who are not on, it's not going to, you'll see the continuity in a minute. Chassam Sofer asks, what is this sandwich of Kirech? What is a sandwich of Kirech? Those people here at the Shabbos of Gadol Drasha, Wikipedia says that the creator of the sandwich was Hillel. Hillel created the sandwich. Did you know that? Hillel created the sandwich. So the Chassam Sofer says that Hillel's sandwich is analogous to the Dalet Minim on Sukkos. What's the analogy? The Dalet Minim on Sukkos, we all know. The Dalet Minim on Sukkos, we know, represent four types of Jews, right? Four types of Jews. The Esrig represents the Jew who does
mitzvahs
in Torah. The Esrig has a good smell and a good taste, etc. It represents all four categories of Jews. So Chassam Sofer says, so does the Kirech sandwich. What's in the sandwich of Kirech? Korban Pesach,
matzah,
and morah. So he says the Korban Pesach represents tzaddikim. Korban Pesach is kedusha.
We know what morah represents.
Morah represents the rishon, and matzah is beinanim. Beinanim. So he says,
is this more like the four sons?
Well, it's an interesting point, but he says like this. He says Hillel put together this sandwich, putting together all of Klal Yisrael. You know the word tzibur? The word tzibur, really, it's a question whether it's a word made up by Chazal. It stands for tzaddikim, beinanim, and rishonim. That's a tzibur in Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to say the following. It's a little bit of I have to thank you all for allowing me to say this year. Let's examine this for a minute here. Leil Yom Kippur, we say, Ono Matirim L'Spal Im Avayonim. That's where we start off Yom Kippur. Ono Matirim L'Spal Im Avayonim. The Dalet Minim contain the Rasha, and they're all Mechubarim. They're all attached. Except for the Esrig is not tied up, but there's much to talk about that. But L'maisa, the Dalet Minim, are all attached. Then we have the Chelbina in the Keteris. The Chelbina has a very bad fragrance, and the Chelbina is there because we take everybody in Klal Yisrael into the Keteris.
We're not allowed to eat that.
Yeah, the Keteris we don't eat, but the Keteris represents
the Chelbina.
No,
it's not part of the fat that we can't eat.
No, that's chelev. Chelbina is one of the ingredients that goes in chelbina. And then we have the interesting thing. Now we have a kirech sandwich. Kirech sandwich, and the kirech sandwich again is made up of matzah, maror, and korban pesach.
Do we dip it in the choroset and shake it off?
Kirech dipping in charoitzis is a machlokes, whether you dip the kirech in charoitzis or not. But even that I don't want to get to. What I want to say is the following. Last night we mentioned an unbelievable halacha, that you're not allowed to feed a oyver avodah zara from the Korban Pesach. Now I'll feed him from the Korban Pesach. Today I spent a long time on this halacha. Dr. Shmuel Goldstein last night asked a number of shilas about it, and this got me back to the old Shiloh, which I was looking around to say that kol dichvin yesei ve'echol, kol ditzrich yesei ve'yifsach, can't be kol. Can't be that we invite all Jews to participate in our meal, because as we said last night, not all Jews are allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. And Eved Avodah Zarah is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Rambam's Lashon is a Meshumid. The Minchas Tinuch and Mitzvah Yud Gimel clears about what happens with a Machal Shabbos.
Is he still considered a Yid?
Person's Yisrael, Yisrael, who? Everybody's considered a Jew. But there are different halachic gradations. So I'm wondering now. Hillel, the Chasam Sofer says this, Hillel, the Anav, the greatest of the Jewish people, Hillel was the creator of this sandwich. I'm wondering now. You've inspired me. Hillel, the creator of the sandwich of matzah, morah, and kairach, which matzah, morah, excuse me, and korban pesach, which Chasam Sofer says means tzaddikim, beinonim, and rishon. Haloi davar hu, perhaps, that you, Russia, you Oyver Avodah Zarah, and perhaps even you, Michal Shabbos B'Mezid, you cannot eat from the korban pesach. Halacha, pasuk in the Torah, ben nechar, lo yechal bo. And now you can't eat from it. I can't feed you from it. I can't feed you from the korban pesach. V'af al pikein that I can't feed you from the korban pesach. When I eat the korban pesach, which Hillel says we eat matzah sabarim, right on matzah barim yochluhu, which Hillel said we eat the sandwich. Zoktach sam sefer, it represents tzaddikim, beinanim, and rishoyim. That even though Anu Matir and Lispawel Ima Avayonim and Leil Yom Kippur does not mean we're going to give the Avayon the right to daven Ne'ilah or Kol Nidre, we may not give him an Aliyah, but you're welcome in for the Minyan. The Chelbino represents that person in Klal Yisrael who may not be able to be a participant in everything that happens in Klal Yisrael, but he's in the Keteris. And Leil Seder, although the Pasuk says, and the Halacha says, that we cannot, according to the Rambam again, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, we cannot even give him a piece of meat to eat. If a Jew gives a Jew, who is an Eved Avodah Zarah, or perhaps even a Machal Shabbos B'Mezid, if he gives them a piece of Korban Pesach, he's Eved Olav in the Torah. And Issa
D'Oraisa. Can you give him the sandwich of Hillel said?
No. Because you cannot eat the Korban Pesach.
No,
you cannot give him a little sandwich. You cannot give him a little sandwich. But Hillel's sandwich says that we include you. We include you. When we eat, a very, very serious, serious demarcation. It does not mean that the halacha goes away, the halacha remains. You, this person, Rachman al-Islam, cannot eat of the Korban Pesach. We cannot feed him the Korban Pesach. But do we include him at the Seder table? Yes. Can we give him matzah? Yes. Dalet Kaisis? Yes. Mora? Yes. Can he participate? You got it. One second. Can he participate? You got a Levitica? Yes. And we not only that, but we include him. When we eat the sandwich, we include him. Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishoyim. But you can't eat from the Korban Pesach.
Even something that symbolizes the Korban Pesach.
You can't eat. It doesn't symbolize. Kairach is the Korban Pesach.
Therefore, you and have somebody that's a Mechal Shabbos and Mechal everything at your Seder. You cannot give him Hillel sandwich.
That's right. Not L'chaira. You cannot. Not L'chaira. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's a Pasuk in the Torah.
Is that all Korban? Like, what about the Korban Agid?
That was Dr. Shmuel Goldstein's question last night.
Oh, sorry.
That was a good question. So my research today seemed to show, I called a few people, they didn't call me back, unfortunately. My research seemed to show it's not a din in all Kodshim, it's a din in Korban Pesach. That we spoke about last night, Manishtana. Today I'm saying that even though the Korban Pesach you can't give to the Eved Avodah Zarah, to the Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid, it's an Issa D'Oraisa to give it to him. But Dr. Chasam Sofer, but Hillel's sandwich includes him. And when we eat Hillel's sandwich, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, Leil Shabbos, this coming Leil Shabbos, we should eat it in Eretz Yisrael. Tomanit. L'maisa, we should know that Hillel's sandwich symbolizes Tzadikim, Beinonim, and Rishon. Shkoyach, everybody's on the phone. Shkoyach for being here as well. Hatzlacha Rabbah.